Hello, and I welcome you back to this radio station program. My name is Matthew, and along with my wife, Victoria, we own and operate the Wash and Word hand car washing business located in Churchill on Highway 11 in the Palace Shopping Center. There we have this business as a means for God to allow us to work, to earn the money that it takes to support ourselves and, of course, to support this ministry. We do not ask for charity or donations, but simply request, if you would like to support this verse-by-verse Bible teaching ministry, that you would come by and let us work on your car to earn our living and to earn our keep. We want to settle the Word of God through these teachings, not peddle it. And so we offer these teachings free of charge here on this radio station at 8:30 Monday through Friday. You can also go to the washandword.com website. That's wash, the letter N, word.com. And there you can find this and other messages under our media tab, free to listen or download. And finally, if you come to the parking lot of the Wash and Word in Church Hill, you can tune your radio to 107.1 FM. There, these messages for this week, they play on a loop on 107.1 FM. As long as you stay in the parking lot, you can hear these messages going forth on your radio during open business hours. So we're picking it back up as a verse-by-verse ministry where we left off, and we finished chapter 9, verses 1 through 12, and we were in the middle of talking about the blind man who got healed, and we left off really focusing on how important your obedience to the Holy Spirit's command is, not only in your life, but in the witnessing power that it can demonstrate in the lives of others. And if you remember, Jesus said that this man was not blind for not because of his sin and not because of the sin of his parents, but Jesus himself said that this man was blind so that the work of God might be displayed and in his life. And so this whole situation with the blind man and the healing, it wasn't about the healing per se. Of course, it's a great thing that happened to him. But it was about the obedience in this man. If he didn't do what Jesus told him to do, and that is to go wash in the pool of Siloam, he may not have been healed. And so we surmise that the importance of obedience is more than just for us to benefit, but it's for the others around us. And so all the men or the people who knew this beggar, you know, it said that people knew him from birth because he was born blind, and he's begged for his whole life, however many years that might have been. And the people that knew this and saw that he could now see, well, that brought glory to God. And of course, not all accepted it, because that's just the way the world is. And the rest of this chapter focuses now on the hard hearts and the stiff necks. But before we get to that, let's focus a little bit more on the subject of obedience as long as we can, because we've already talked a lot about hard hearts and stiff necks so far in this Gospel of John, especially in the last few chapters, because as Jesus' ministry became more and more public and the things that he said became more and more offensive, we saw harder and harder hearts and stiffer necks. But again, going back to this man's healing, do you know what it was that healed the man? And if you know the story, I'm not going to reread it because of time restraints. But, you know, Jesus spat on the ground. He rubbed mud in his eyes. And, you know, and if I were to ask the average reader of this story and I said, well, what healed the man? You might say, well, it was the spit mud pie that Jesus made and put on his eyes. And some might take it even a little bit further and say, no, it wasn't the mud, but it was the water that was in the pool that made him healed. I mean, after all, Jesus put the mud on him, said, go and wash in the pool. And then it wasn't until he washed that he was healed. But again, it wasn't the mud, and then it wasn't the water. It was obedience that healed the blind man. And does that mean that power for healing and miracles resides in man? Well, there are a lot of people who who teach that and who believe that, who say that we can produce miracles and that the power is within us. In fact, entire New Age movements are centered around this ability of ourselves creating a God in amongst ourselves, that we are little gods, that we can evolve to become all the power that, you know, that God is attributed with in the Bible. And these teachings, they're prevalent today, and they're getting more and more prevalent each and every day. In fact, that's kind of how the Mormons believe. You know, Genesis 3:5 says that you shall become like gods. That was Satan's big lie. Obedience in that type of mentality and that type of teaching will, they teach that you can become a god by being obedient to our rules and our restrictions. That's how they lure you in. That's how these false teachings gain popularity. But the power for healing, whether it be a splinter or full-blown cancer, is always in God. So, yes, obedience healed the man, but his obedience merely unleashed the healing power of God that was extended to him. We cannot overstate the importance of obedience and the things that are attached to it. Not only healing, but the glory of God that comes through obedience, the feeling of accomplishments in your life that comes through obeying God, the ability to effectively witness to people through your obedience to God. And the list goes on and on. It could be perhaps endless of the things God can do with a life that is obedient to Him. And if God told you to go somewhere, I don't know why we always use Africa as an example, but if God told you to go to Africa and preach, would you go? Because if you remember, Jonah was sent to Nineveh and he didn't go. And all that did was get him an extended stay in Hotel Moby Dick. But these the daily leadings that the Holy Spirit is laying on your heart, those little things that He is prompting you to do or to eliminate, maybe it's to say you're sorry to somebody or extend an amends of forgiveness. Maybe it's to call an estranged family member. Maybe it's to give some time volunteering somewhere in your society or your community. Maybe it's to give, not time, but to give money. Every day the Spirit is leading us to do something that our obedience will result in the glorifying of God and the effective witnessing to others. Do you remember in Samuel? Young Samuel didn't know the voice of the Lord. He kept hearing God in his, you know, in his sleep. He would hear a voice and he would run, and he would run to Eli, I believe it was, and he would go back to bed, he'd hear the voice, he'd run to Eli, and then finally he said, "Listen, that's the voice of God." You know, Samuel didn't know the voice of God right away, and sometimes for us it takes time to really listen to the voice of the Lord speaking to us through the Holy Spirit. And let me tell you, that is why it is so important to take time out of your busy day to settle in quietude with God, be it through prayer or Bible study or simple meditation upon His Word. It removes the distractions. You know, fasting removes the desire for hunger. Yes, you're still hungry, but it removes that whole part of eating out. And, you know, every time we can remove something from the world or something from the flesh, it heightens our ability to hear from the Word. I mean, we can't obey God if we don't hear God. So it's important. And when Samuel finally did understand that it was God speaking, do you remember what he did? Well, if you've been paying attention, he obeyed. You know, that's the whole concept of what is going on here. Once we learn to recognize the voice of God, once we learn how to get to that place in our daily walk where we can hear the Lord, once we begin to feel and understand the prompting of the Holy Spirit, You have to obey it. I can't overstate that. And I sit here from a hypocritical standpoint as I tell you this, because I'm going to listen to these messages myself and I'm going to end up telling myself the same exact thing. It's hard and we don't always do it. But for me to tell you to do it doesn't mean it's wrong, because it's not wrong, it's right. But just because I struggle with it also doesn't mean it isn't right. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, we're all human. Every pastor is a hypocrite. Every teacher of the Bible is a hypocrite. Because if they're doing what they're supposed to do, and that is to read the entirety of God's word and to expound upon every bit of it, well, if they weren't a hypocrite, they would be expounding upon everything in God's word and doing everything that they're saying. So obviously, they're not. And so I only say that to say that we're all in this together. We're all growing together. We're all learning together. God's word is building up the body of Christ as a whole. Together, we are becoming an army for the Lord. Together, through all of God's word, we are becoming that gladiator that God is looking for, that warrior that the end times Christian needs to be. It is far more grievous to hear God's word and not obey than it is to not hear at all. Do you understand? If you miss what God is trying to tell you, because you're probably too busy or you're too involved or you're just not good at hearing God, if you miss it, well, that's bad. But if you hear it and then don't do it, well, that is multiple times worse. And so I'm going to tie all this together by saying obedience to God results in three things. And please pay attention. Obedience to God results in three things. Number one, it results in blessings. It results in blessings or healings. That's what we see here. That's what we've seen so far in John, where he told the man who couldn't walk to get up and take your mat. We saw healing. We saw receiving. We see knowledge, the blessing of knowledge through our obedience. We see the blessing of fearing the Lord. And on and on and on, the blessings of obedience continue. And not only do we receive blessings from obeying the voice of the Lord, but we also see the result of witnessing. Again, your witness becomes so much more powerful in your obedience. And thirdly, and probably most important, obedience to God results in glorifying God. Obedience to God results in blessings, witnessing, and glorifying God. Now listen, it's not always going to glorify God in a good way, because as we're about to read in our next message, this healing actually created stiffer necks and harder hearts. But you cannot focus on that, because remember what we said before, the provision of God is oftentimes bound up in obedience. So be obedient wherever, whatever the results are, because you never know what's on the other side of that obedience. I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. And those plans are often unleashed through obedience. God says, if you show up, then I'll show up as well. And then people will get saved. And that's what we're going to look at in our next section of scripture here in chapter 9. That it is in the obedience that people are humbled and are saved. And it's worth the risk, and it's worth the offensiveness that you bring forward. Obeying God is going to offend others, but the risks are always going to outweigh the results, or the results are always going to outweigh the risks. Well, that's about all the time we have for today. As always, I pray these messages are being delivered in power through the Holy Spirit, that every bit of my human flesh is removed when these words are being spoken. And it is with a heavy heart that I pray that you are being moved and transformed by the renewing and the reading exposition of God's Word. Join us again tomorrow at 8:30 on this radio station, or come to the Wash and Word and let us wash your car, or go to washandword.com. Have a blessed day.